Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a volatile ride today, trading up 8 3/4 in the beans, corn 3.5 to 4 higher, and then wheat closed on the negative side, trading down a little bit. If we look at the moving averages and some of the technical side of things, we're still bullish in the soybeans, trading to the highest level we've seen since December 10th, and that was a high of 13.53.5. Today we traded up to 13.50. So there's a lot of talk that it may go reach those highs, and if it goes through those highs, the next resistance will be that gap left from September 13th, which is about $13.78 on the January contract. If you look at the corn, March, of course, is now the front month. March 14 corn is still below the 50-day moving average, although it was higher today, trading about 426 3/4 at the close. The low in that contract, or the support levels, have been about $4.20. A lot of talk that the market may still go touch those levels. And then if you look at the wheat, the Chicago wheat, still in a long-term downtrend, and it's starting to get oversold. And the same could be said with the July 14 Kansas City wheat, trading down as well, down to 663 and about 30 cents below the 50-day moving average. A lot of people saying that being oversold, that market will stop going down soon, or at least steady out.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Being a Tuesday, not a lot of news out to trade today like there was yesterday with all the different reports. So not a whole lot going on here. It looks like the big buyers today were the hedge funds, adding to that long position in the soybeans, soybean meal, soybean oil, those three contracts in the bean complex, buying a little bit of corn, and possibly selling the wheat, obviously, because the wheat was down significantly today. It's really interesting to note that as that wheat gets oversold here, especially in that contract, we're all watching that December of 2014 Kansas City wheat. The RSI, which is the Relative Strength Index, gives us an indication of how much oversold or overbought the market is. Right now, it's down about 19, and so that's considered oversold because it's below 25. A lot of people or technical traders will say that they won't continue to sell it here based simply on the fact that it is oversold, and they expect it to level out. Of course, we'll have to wait and see. But right now, the big focus really in terms of news is the big export numbers in the soybeans and the expectations of a big export in the year for corn, and then that export demand shifting from the U.S. down to South America over the coming months as they begin to harvest their crops here in the next 2 or 3 months. That will become the world supply for beans and corn.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. December live cattle were down 25 cents at 131.75. January feeders were off $1.25 at 167.15. And February lean hogs were down 97 cents at 85.65. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was down a nickel at 660 and a half. Chicago March wheat down 2 cents at 619 and three quarters. Chicago March corn gained 3.5 cents and closed at 426 and three quarters. January soybeans were up 8¾ cents at 1346 and a half. And March cotton down 43 points at 82.95 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.